Yeah, good morning, everyone. Thankful to be here this morning. It's a blessing to get together and sing this way. We sang tremendously with tremendous amount of jubilance this morning. I really enjoyed the song service. And what I plan on sharing on this morning, I feel God working in my own life, and He's been prompting me in this area. And what I want to share on is on joy and being a joyful Christian. Sometimes I know that that everyday life can wear you down. And I just wanted to share this morning, God's been working on me in that part of my life, and because I know that that joy is a very powerful thing in a Christian's life. It's a very powerful testimony to the world around us. And it's something that I'm convicted of sometimes, of just my everyday life of being joyful and just having the fullness of joy. I also was listening to some of Levi's messages, and he preached on the fullness of joy, but I had this already put together, so our thoughts did not cross too much on that. So maybe we can come to the Lord in prayer before we get started. Yes, eternal, righteous Lord in heaven, fathers, we come to you this morning. We thank you. We love you, Lord. And we just invite your spirit here amongst us today, Lord. I pray as I endeavor to share here, Lord, that you help me bring out my thoughts in a way that could be a blessing to the congregation, Lord, and they'd gain some strength and some food from it, Lord. I just pray this. And Lord, I know you. We know you are a very big, big God, and we know, Lord, that you hold the universe in the palm of your hands. And we know we're a very small part of that, Lord. But we know you care, and we know you care about us, and we know you want what's best for us, Father. And we know you want to lead us, and we know you want to give us soft hearts that we listen and we're obedient and obey you, Father. We just thank you this morning for that. We come to you this morning also, Lord, to pray for the sickness that's among us here, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would give healing, Lord. And we especially pray for Brother Sam, as he's not here today, Lord, again, and he's in quarantine. Father, we just pray that you'd encourage him this morning and you'd strengthen him, Lord, that he would be blessed in his last years here, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, there's power in the life of a Christian if he's joyful. It's a testimony that if he's joyful, if you meet a believer and he's got joy and he got time for you, he's willing to spend time with you and share the word of God or to talk with you, it's a very powerful thing. And I want more of that in my life, to have time and to make sure that this is a purpose in my life, to be joyful and take time for people. What I want to ask this morning is joy. Joy in the Lord. Do we have it? Do we have that in our life? It's something I ask myself, and it's something that God's been convicting me of. I'm not singling out anybody. I'm just saying in my own life, as we go through the days, we need to be joyful at all times. It's a fruit from God. It's a fruit that God wants to give us in our lives. It's a part of the fruits of the Spirit. I know I could share on the fruits of the Spirit today, but I chose joy because I feel that it's maybe one that's easy to be missing in our lives and we not realize it, that we're not as joyful as we should be. In Galatians 22:23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law." This is what happens in a life. Joy is something that happens in a life when we live it God's way. He brings this fruit in our life, and He hangs it in our life. The same way He hangs an apple in an orchard, He wants to hang this fruit in our life. Our Christian lives, it should be the most important thing we possess this morning. The most important possession that we have in our life should be Christ. And it should be within us, and it should, that should, that alone should bring a tremendous joy in our life. Just to have a deep walk with God and to be able to walk with Him, to have fellowship with Him, to wake up in the morning and to have fellowship with God should be very precious to us. You know, Levi said in one of his messages about not making this a chore. It should be a delight in our life to be able to meet with God in the mornings. But the world, it wants to take this important possession we have. It wants to take it away from us. It wants to destroy it. And once we lose our joy, we lose our testimony for God. It loses a big part of our testimony for God. Satan, he wants to steal our joy this morning. He wants to bring bitterness in our life. He wants to bring strife in our life. He wants to bring contention. And this is what he wants to do to our life. But God is in the other podium. He wants us to have fullness of joy in our life. And he wants us to have joy. I know that, for me, I believe that I have the best church situation in the world. I believe that us in the Anabaptist circles have the best church situations in the world. I believe that we have the true gospel, and I believe that we have the right doctrine. And I believe, therefore, this should bring great joy to my life. If I believe this, because we got the Catholic churches out there, I don't want to just bring a bunch of denominations that are missing a big part of the gospel, and therefore they don't have the right gospel, and they're not, and it's not pleasing to God. And I'm thankful this morning. I'm rejoicing in my church situation. You know, I'm rejoicing in last Sunday, the youth stood up here and shared with the congregation, and they shared what God did in their life at Bible school, and that brought a tremendous joy in my heart. So I was rejoicing in these things, and that's what I feel our church situations should bring us. They should bring us joy. Then Chris came up and he shared on those who seek Jesus for their needs, He'll answer. And I believe that's what happened to our youth. They were seeking Jesus, and God answered. And to see God working like that, it brings me tremendous joy. So, and I wept tears over the testimonies, and it was a blessing to me, and I'm sure it was to you also. So when I see that, I know that sometimes church life was not always easy for everybody. But for me, I'm thankful, and I'm rejoicing this morning. Because, you know, Joe shared about the fear of God, and it should be, the fear of God should bring a reverence and a respect of God and a rejoicing in their church situation. It does for me. It should bring a respect for my church and my congregation. Joy, do we have it? Do we have it helping our children with their schoolwork? Do we have it just in our everyday life? Is joy bubbling out of our life? Is joy bubbling out of our life? I'm off work a lot in the winter, so I help my children with my schoolwork, and that's sometimes where I was convicted at is, I'm just in the everyday, it can bring when you got three of them doing school. Just to be honest, I was striving in my heart to be a joyful dad and to help, and because it takes a lot of patience, and God was working with me on that. I just want to be honest. That's where I see my needs in these areas. Do people see joy in our face when we walk into the store? Do people see that we're joyful and that we love God when we share with them? Does coming to church give us joy? Do we have joy when we walk through those doors over here on a Sunday morning? We should have a tremendous amount of joy. Five or six years ago, when I came through those doors for the first time, it changed my life. I think it was on the men's meetings or whenever it was, it changed my life when I seen how churches function and how things were supposed to operate, and I started attending here, and I was tremendously blessed, and I still am. I was rejoicing. It's the first time I heard about the kingdom of God when I started coming here. I never heard about the kingdom here on earth, and I never knew that we were supposed to be walking in this side of eternity. And it brought a tremendous joy to me that we could be a part of that if we choose, if we put that in our life. Because I was coming out of a pretty dark situation. I didn't have a whole lot. I didn't know what I was searching for. There was a lot of uncertainties in my life. And I went from a dread to my church situation, went from a dread to a tremendous joy. I was excited about coming to church Sunday, and I still am. And Sunday should be the most exciting day of the week. We should be rejoicing when we have this opportunity to come and spend it with the brothers at church. We know that the fruit here is not produced by us. It's not produced by the believer, but it's produced by God. God wants to put it in our life. He wants to put the joy in our life. And I just want to say, I'm not saying I achieved all these things and I conquered all these things, but I see a need in my life, and God's shown me what I need. And I feel that He did a tremendous work in this area of my life already, and I want to go further. If we're not walking in joy this morning, we're not walking in the fruits of the Spirit. It's important that we have this fruit in our life. It's important that we have joy. And I've seen that because it's important that we have joy even in hard times. Even when things don't go good, when things are tough, we need to have joy. When my dad died this summer, we found joy in our heart. Even though we're going to miss him, and even though it was hard to let him go, but we found a tremendous joy in knowing that we got to spend the last 2 years with my dad. We got to minister to him. We got to help him with his needs. We got to read the Bible with him. We got to listen to messages together. And we got to do things that we never did before. And it was a tremendous joy in my life to do this. And to know that we never held nothing back, that we shared everything we knew with our dad about eternity and about what was going to happen when we die. And we got to share those things. And I have a tremendous joy in that this morning, to know that we had that opportunity to do that. In Galatians, Paul's writing to several churches in that region about walking in the flesh and walking in the Spirit. It tells us that those who walk in the flesh, they'll not inherit the kingdom of God. The evidence of walking in the Spirit is joy in our life. You know, joy means delight, a gladness, a deep abiding, a rejoicing. A deliverance this morning, a deliverance from sin. If God delivered us from sin, if God delivered us from going our own way, you know, the hopelessness, the darkness that we had, we should be rejoicing this morning. There's a difference between joy and happiness. Happiness deals with the outside feelings. When a child gets what he wants, he's happy. That works with adults too. They're happy for a while. On the other hand, it's not dependent on external things, but dependent on eternal. When we walk with God, it's something that God wants to give us on the inside that keeps us going and alive. God wants to give us that joy. I listened to one of the messages where he's talking about a cup that's overflowing. It's just running over. That's what God wants to do with joy in our life. He wants us to be very joyful because it's a powerful thing in our walk with God. God doesn't want us to be miserable, depressed, sad, frustrated, unhappy. It's not His will for us in our life. You know, God wants us to have joy, and that's based on God's doings. You know, we weren't made for all the depression and frustration, all those things. John D. Martin said it this way, that it's like a blender. If you put stones in a blender, you're not going to have a blender. If you put stones in it to make stone dust, you're not going to have either one. It's like that in our life. God wants us to be joyful. I could talk a long time about depression. I could talk a long time about the hopelessness and the sadness and the darkness. I know about it. No matter what happens on the outside, God wants us to have joy. It's a joy that only He can give us, and it's an eternal joy. No matter what we're facing on the outside, God gives us the ability to take hard things and keep going. Brother Barry was sharing with me about the situation in Haiti. He was sharing that those hostages that were kidnapped, and it was him and a few of the brothers, one of the masses, were there with him. And he said they would go sometimes 7 days and they would have no contact, and they felt pretty low and they felt pretty down the situation looked pretty dark. But he said their fellowship and their worship, their singing and their devotions was never better. He said they felt tremendously close with God, and that brought him a great joy to know that they were walking this out in God's will. And joy in the spite of distress. Even though we have deaths and accidents and disappointments, God brings them. Not to take our joy, but to bring us closer to Christ. And Barry also shared about, through that hard time, some of those captors, I should say one of them in particular, he said it had done a tremendous work in her life. And he said he could see it on her, that God did a mighty work, and she was full of tremendous joy, even though she went through pretty hard things. We can be sad when someone dies and have a joy at the same time. Christ wants us to have a full joy, a joy that remains. In John 15:11, it says, "These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain, and that our joy may be full." God wants our joy to remain. God wants us to have a fullness of joy. He doesn't want us to accept anything in our life. He doesn't want us to accept anything in our life that will take our joy. That's why God wants us to have a deep relationship with Him. And in John 15:1 it says, "I am the vine and my Father is the husband." And that's the only way this morning that we can have this fullness of joy and to be walking close with God is if we allow God to be the husband in our vineyard, and that He can trim the things out of our life that He doesn't want there. That's the only way we can bear this kind of fruit, this abide with God. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and it's also a choice. It's a choice that we make if we want to be joyful or not, to an extent. John D. shared it this way at the homeschool day in Allen County. 5 or 6 years ago I was there, and I was going through maybe harder times at work and just being joyful in tough situations. And I took that from the homeschool day, and I endeavored to put it to work in my life. And God showed me through this, He showed me that it works. It's our strength if we choose to be joyful. It's also got something that God wants to do in our life. But God wants us to help. God wants us to do what we can with the situation and choose to be joyful instead of grumpy. It enables us to endure problems. In Hebrews 12:2, it says, "Looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before us endured the cross, despising the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus was the example. He endured the cross for us. He endured the shame for the joy that was set before Him. And that should give us, if we have Christ set before us and we have eternity set before us and we're thinking about our next life, and if we walk close with God, it should bring us a tremendous joy also. It's easy to focus on the circumstances at hand. When we do that, we can't see what God wants us to do or wants for us. I wrote verses down. I know I'm not giving you time to go there. I just wrote them down straight into the book, that way to my tablet, that way I had them. But there's a strong connection between the presence of the Holy Spirit and the presence of joy. If you see a man that you feel that's bubbling with the Holy Spirit, he'll be a very joyful man. And I see many men that way, and I'm thankful for that testimony to me. In Galatians, it tells us, it's a fruit of the Spirit. And Acts 13:15 recounts that the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. In Romans 15:13, Paul prays, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, so that you abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Paul also praises the Thessalonians by telling them, saying, "You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word of God in much tribulation with joy, with the joy of the Holy Spirit." And 1 Timothy 6:17, it says, "Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded or trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy." We need to take time to notice and acknowledge God and to praise Him for the things that we're thankful for, because it'll go a long way in helping us and strengthening us. Because if we're not thankful, it's going to be very hard to be joyful. If we're not thankful for the situations we're in and what God gives for us, we're not going to be very thankful also. In Thessalonians 5, it says, it lays out God's will for our life. And His will is that we're joyful people. It says that, "See, no man render evil for evil unto any man, but even follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. The spirit inside of man makes it possible for us to choose joy in all circumstances of life." In James 1, verse 2 and 4, it says, "My brother, encounter all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that it's a trying of your faith that worketh patience." It's not always easy to have joy when you're being challenged in life and you have trials, and it's not always easy to be joyful. And that's what God was working. God's working in my life to be joyful when things are not going the way they should. I have a story here in closing. Many of the immigrants who came to America in the 19th century were overwhelmed with their freedom, with the freedom they found to worship God. G.D. Hall was one of them who ministered to these grateful immigrants. In August 1899, Hall led a series of services in a small prairie town where he found a hunger after God's word so intense that it was seldom found anywhere else. They had a great appetite for the gospel. One 80-year-old man stood up. He was so moved with blessedness after the meeting that he stood and sang a song solo just to honor God. These people lived in sod houses and they endured many severe trials, but Hall found that their faith and joy had given them power to soar above. Many of the people were very poor, but they had their joy in Christ. They were satisfied with their lot in life. Christians can learn many lessons from the immigrants in the midst of their modern conveniences. We easily can focus on material comforts and feelings, but as these immigrants found, our joy should not be related to external circumstances. We can experience the joy of the Lord no matter where we are, no matter what's going on in the world, or if we are poor, we can rejoice in Him. Today, think about our lives. Are we so focused on our circumstances that we forget about God? Don't let anything distract us. Let the joy of the Lord fill our heart and our mind. We do not place our hope in the possessions, passions, and rewards of this world. This was a secular man writing to the American Christians, that their joy had a powerful testimony on them. And even in the 1900s, they didn't have anything, but they had a joy in their face. And it reminded me of a situation when we went to the border also this fall here. My sister was there a couple months before we was, and she was telling me about a lady from one of the South American countries that came a long ways with a caravan to get there to one of these camps in the Mexican side of the border. And my sister told me that she lost her head covering at one of the other borders. One of the guards took her head coverings, and she told me to look for her. So when we got to that one camp, we looked for her and we found her. She still had her head covering on, and her situation was very dark. It didn't look like she was maybe going to get in for a while, or if she was going to get in, I don't know. But she was very joyful, and it was a testimony. That's all I have to share, and thank you very much.